You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week is Rape Awareness Week in Aotearoa, a kaupapa that seeks to start conversations and facilitate social change for sexual violence prevention in New Zealand. This year's initiatives, led by Whangarei Rape Crisis and Help Auckland's Dear M program, focus on the theme, a community of consent. I spoke to Dear M acting program lead Imogen Stone on the importance of this movement for Aotearoa and how to get involved. Could you share with us an insight to the kaupapa behind Rape Awareness Week?
Yeah, absolutely. So Rape Awareness Week was started, you know, years and years ago by the rape crisis groups across the country. And over the years, it's kind of fluctuated in how much people get involved. And it dropped off for a while there. But this year, Whangarei Rape Crisis have done an amazing job of reaching out to the community and getting us all involved in this kaupapa again. And they've set the theme this year for Rape Awareness Week as Community of Consent, which I think is a really beautiful theme that allows us to have conversations about things like consent culture. It makes the idea of Rape Awareness Week a little more accessible because, you know, we're kind of talking about what consent looks like in communities rather than some of those heavier conversations about, you know, harm statistics that we might usually see during campaigns like this. And overall, the whole idea of the week is just to reduce stigma around conversations to do with sexual violence and consent, and bring it into the public discourse so that we can all be a part of creating change together.
And as you say, with the public discourse, use of terminology around sexual violence, such as the word rape, can be confronting for some. What are some ways people can engage and approach this topic, including with this year's theme, if they're wanting to support the cause?
Yeah, no, great question. And I think that was something we really thought about in setting the theme alongside Whangarei Rape Crisis this year, was acknowledging that in past years, Rape Awareness Week hasn't been picked up so much because of that big bad word right at the front, rape, and people being quite intimidated to have conversations around it because it is considered taboo, unfortunately. And so the whole idea of community of consent is thinking about, you know, we do consent in our everyday lives. Right now, you know, I'm consenting to be a part of this conversation, and just being able to name that and acknowledge what a consenting interaction looks like in our day-to-day lives helps us to build our understanding of healthy relationships. And, you know, when we can all do simple interactions well and acknowledge that consenting relationship, that helps us all to build up a shared understanding of what consent looks like in more complex interactions like sexual consent or romantic relationships or things like that. So I think that's kind of the baseline that anyone can get involved in, is just starting to think about, how do I do consent every day? How do I talk to my friends about doing consent every day? And really normalizing that word consent so that when it comes to things like sexual consent, people aren't daunted by the idea of what that looks like. And it becomes really normal that we are asking each other for consent in every situation.
You're also a part of the Te Ao Rerekura Expert Advisory Group. How do you see Rape Awareness Week fitting into the vision offered by the government's 25-year sexual and family violence prevention strategy?
I mean, honestly, when I think about the long term of both the strategy and Rape Awareness Week, is, you know, a dream of mine is to see Rape Awareness Week as big and as involved as Mental Health Awareness Week, because we can see, you know, how much impact that campaign has in starting conversations around mental health. And, you know, like I said earlier, there's kind of this idea of rape and sexual violence being really taboo and something to, you know, hide away in the dark closet with all the skeletons. But really, we do need to bring it out and have more conversations about it and make it normal to talk about, make it, you know, a conversation that anyone can get involved in. Because we know that to end sexual violence and family violence in this country, everyone needs to be a part of shifting the social norms that enable that harm to happen. And weeks like Rape Awareness Week are almost like a doorway or a stepping stone for people to start getting involved in those conversations and start acknowledging the social norms that do exist that we unfortunately are all a part of, and how we can begin to shift them together. Because, yeah, it's going to take an entire country to end family and sexual violence in the next 25 years, and this is just one way that we can start to get people involved.
And this week kicked off with a screening and panel discussion of the new documentary, The Lie, covering the Grace Mullane case. How do you feel the legacy of this case connects to sexual violence prevention movements in Aotearoa?
I think the Grace Mullane case was really, really pivotal for especially our younger generation. You know, it was this, we have this idea in New Zealand that we're a safe country and we're really proud of that. And the Grace Mullane case challenged that for a lot of young New Zealanders who haven't seen a case like it before and really started us thinking about, we do have issues in this country. We do need to address them, and we can't let this keep happening in the dark and only talk about it every 5 or 10 years when a big international case like Grace's happens. So I think it really stirred a lot of the younger generation into action and started us thinking around how can we create safer communities. And again, I'm going to come back to that theme of communities of consent. It's all about how do we have conversations about the issues that exist, how do we create standards for each other that we know what a healthy relationship looks like, and we can call out unhealthy behaviours early before they turn into sexual violence or, unfortunately, in cases, in Grace's case, you know, murder. So I think, yeah, Grace's case is terribly heartbreaking, and it was really hard for a lot of us to watch on our TV screens. And it was really odd that we got to watch it on our TV screens as well, but the positive thing that did come from it was it made us all think a lot more about the changes we need to make.
And what events are planned for the rest of Rape Awareness Week, and how can people get involved?
Yeah, so us at Derium, we have two more events planned for the rest of the week. We have a panel happening at the Ellen Melville Centre on Friday evening all around demystifying consent. And then we're also running a yoga session on Sunday called Consent to Moving Your Body. So both of those you can find out more on the Derium Instagram page, derium.nz. And for folk who might be heading north this weekend, I know that Whangarei Rape Crisis also have a silent disco happening in Whangarei on Friday night, which looks really cool. So there's lots of really cool events to get involved in, to come be a part of the kōrero, and if you're not available to come along in person, you know, look up Rape Awareness Week 2024 on Instagram and you'll see a whole range of content that talks about things like consent and the different events that are happening this week.
That was Acting Program Lead of Help Auckland's Derium Program, Imogen Stone, on Rape Awareness Week, upcoming events and the campaign's role in sexual violence prevention in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.